You are listening to On the Shoulders of Dwarves, a weekly podcast about role-playing games and role-playing gamers.
On the Shoulders of Dwarves.
Hello and welcome to the 100th episode of On the Shoulders of Dwarves. Usually, it's a weekly podcast about the role-playing games and the people who play them. But today, it's the same, only sillier. Because for the 100th episode, we have gathered to you various outtakes from 100 episodes with all sorts of funny bits where Uri and I have went off script. Not that we actually have a script, but you know what we mean. And did so in English, which is unusual. A lot of the time we revert to Hebrew midway, and that's not useful in a bloopers episode. But we do have some English ones. Quite a lot, actually. It has been, after all, 100 episodes.
Which is 100 weeks or more.
More, because we took some breaks here and there. So it's at least 2.5 years, I think, since we've actually started in English. But that's not all. Because bloopers is fun and all. Hearing us talk is great, but hearing us talk about you is even better. Which is why we asked you before this episode to send us your questions. Unusual questions for this episode. Whatever question, in character, off play, on whatever topic you'd like to, because we will not be answering them seriously, but we will be answering them however we'd like. We've even brought with us Aviv, our technical dwarf. Hello, Aviv.
Hello.
Who is with us today to celebrate this special occasion.
Yes.
Uri, is there anything you want to say?
Yes, and unlike what Iran said, I'm here to tell you that in this episode, this special 100th episode, we will tackle the real issues, the hardcore questions. Let us begin.
Aviv Orr, my partner in Up to Four Players, asks from Twitter, how do you handle a monster strike? I had a session once where a young black dragon simply refused to fight, just handed us a leaflet about the challenge rating struggle and encouraged us to support some new random encounter union.
Well, Aviv, it's an excellent question, and I'll take this one. Monster strikes are a real issue that many, many game masters around the world has to deal with. And it's not a pretty sight, let me tell you this. Let me recap a bit about the history of Monster Strike. Ever since the publication of The History of Trade Unionism in 1894 by Sidney and Beatrice Webb, the monster's world has been at an uproar. The first group to unionize was, unsurprisingly, the Kobolds of Kellyshaft. They signed the unions with the blood of their former leaders and began their 100 years solitude confinement of a trade union. And unfortunately, the only way to handle an actual monster strike is by killing the monsters. Now, many players have not noticed this because we actually kill the monsters anyway 9 out of 10 times. So whether they are unionized or not doesn't really affect us as players, which is a good thing, I think. We shall be filled with righteous fury and punish the unfaithful in 3, 2, 1.
Orquin, the vengeance of Black and her.
Of course, the trans... Meow. Of course, the spotlight.
Let's say that you want to create Let's say that you want.
Click. We will tap our fingers. Tap, tap, tap. In 3, 2, 1. Burp. You did not tap your fingers. Burp, 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 burp. Me and your mother are very upset, you know. You're probably not eating healthy as well, right? Okay, edit out that silence.
Yes.
It was
yes.
Weird. Maybe I'm going to clap twice just to... I clapped 3 times.
Damn it.
Another form of off-play... I'll say it completely otherwise. I'll say it in a different way. Another form Why are we doing this in English? It's very hard. The most excited person I know when you when you mention the fact, like, you just say something relating to RPGs and you make them...
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Click.
We will snap our fingers.
We will snap. Three. Click. Yes.
Two.
Yes.
One.
Click. Oh, I said click while I clicked. I thought it'd be funny, but now I can't see the click.
Eran, you're fired. Now, it might seem like this is an meow, meow. It didn't seem. Apparently, it didn't seem.
No, no.
You don't have a cup of tea next to you, Eran?
Nope.
You're
nope.
Not a proper Englishman. Probably never will be if you won't have a cup of tea next to you.
Super racist. That's politics for you. Dee on Twitter, you might remember her from our episode on guiding actions.
And you should definitely check out her articles on gnomes too.
Good point. Asks, how many kobolds do you think a single adult red dragon could eat in one sitting before it gets indigestion? And I would like to answer that. Of course, red dragons specifically, it's funny that she chose red dragons because they are literally resistant to fire. I don't think they could get indigestion at all. Which means that...
But no, 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 I'm going to interrupt you here because indigestion is acid and not fire. And therefore...
I was anticipating this answer. And I was going to say, I don't know... And I was wondering when one of you would come out, oh, no, you mean black dragons because acid. No, no, no. I mean red dragons because this is a fantasy world. And in a fantasy world, when you get indigestion, you blow
you
fire out of your
literal fire
mouth.
In your belly? That's what you're saying?
Yes, yes. So my point still stands.
I think that it depends if we are talking about the rat-kind kobolds or the lizard-kind kobolds.
There are also dog-like kobolds.
Right, but for example, Warcraft kobolds has candles on their head, and it may affect how many candle wax a dragon can swallow and not be ill.
Good point. Good point.
Cancel for some reason. Maybe, just a sec, there's a quarantine. Go home, people. Don't drive around and interrupt me recording a podcast. Love you.
Okay, let's talk. I have nothing to say. It is your things to say. I will shut up. Do continue. First of all, consider that a scene usually takes between 30 minutes to half an hour. Nice.
We shall snap our fingers.
Snap.
In three.
Snap.
Two. One, we shall make a sound like a hedgehog in three, two, one. Evil hedgehog will win. Evil hedgehog. Okay, we're ready to go.
Ding, 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 bang, 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 bang.
We will click our fingers next to our click, microphones click. In three, two, one.
Wow, that was the best one I ever did. Ever did. That was the best one.
You're fired. Okay, we will tribute David Bowie in 3, 2, 1. Can you hear us, Major Tom? Can you hear us, Major Tom? Okay. I had to get that out of my system. I'm gonna give you an example. A few years back, I'm gonna give you an example. A few years back, I planned. Okay. Eran, can you hear the baby crying?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now we would be amiss. Amiss or remiss?
Both. Let us continue to Aviad Tal from.
Beyond the Screen,
which is a YouTube channel that we recommend, asks us on Facebook, what genre we don't see enough of in tabletop role-playing games?
Party training, definitely. Have not seen one party training TTRPG game ever. which is a shame. I thought of making one, but to be honest, I don't have the time to perform the research needed to really get the experience across that people will actually feel how potty training really feel in real world.
I would like to give a semi-serious answer. Reality shows.
Wrong episode. Wrong episode.
Reality shows. And I'm not kidding. I think reality shows have a lot of interesting things going on that haven't yet been modulated in role-playing games. So I would like to see some more of that.
Law drama.
Law drama. Hmm.
There is a law drama one, no?
There must be something powered by the apocalypse.
The question was enough of them, and one is not enough.
Good point.
Aviad continues and asks, what is the best way to get rid of a mind flayer infestation? And I don't understand the question, since our mind flayer masters have always been kind to us, so I don't see why we should get rid of them. His next question is, what do you call a really tall dwarf? And I think the answer is really obvious here, Uri. And finally, describe the hobby in the worst possible way. A process for making cheese.
Great, Eran. You're killing Aviv. Great. We shall snap our fingers next to the microphone in 3, 2, 1. We shall love Dungeons & Dragons and all other role-playing games in 3, 2, 1.
Who's a good guy?
Roll a 20.
Good game. I love you.
Double sixes. Yes. We shall become envoys of the unknown in 3, 2, 1.
It is unknown to us. Unknown. We don't know. Someone.
Sure.
I just want to point out that we are at 47 minutes?
Yes, we will now do the endings of ending things toward the... We'll finally, if you want... No.
Darcy, what is the name of the British guy?
Hubert Harrington III.
You write that now, and I don't know how to write that down.
Okay.
So, I'm... I don't have a name for me.
We will be doing the dwarves on the shoulders of doinging, dwarves standing, hinting, doing, in 3, 2.
Wow, Ran, it's so good that we're editing the show so that when people listen to it, they hear what you're saying in a chronological manner.
Welcome. Yeah, hello. Yes, welcome. Hello.
For those who just joined us, Eran has a disturbance.
Hello.
It's a neural disturbance.
Hello, welcome.
It's called the Yoda syndrome.
Oh.
He speaks his words
in
an incorrect order inside the sentence.
And welcome. Yes.
Wow, that's a really good Yoda.
Thank you. I'm getting a pretty good chewy.
Awesome.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
Fabulous.
I also. Let us begin then.
me.
Oh.
Wait, what? You're not going to give the trees example? I'll give the trees example.
Okay. For example.
Also use the word visibility. It's an important word.
Good
it
point.
Doesn't get enough visibility.
Let us continue to the next question on Facebook by Paul Hawkins, long-time listener. What would be the worst lineup for an adventuring party in a campaign in D&D?
A literal lineup. A literal police lineup. No, wait! Scratch that. That's actually awesome. That's awesome. That's I can't believe I just said that. That's an amazing opening
My
lineup.
My goat answer was 5 dogs and a pony. But I think it would be an amazing party and I would love to play that. So really, I can't think up.
In conclusion... Any party lineup will be great.
In D&D, yes. I agree, yeah.
I'm running weird lineup in my head and every single one of them is like, oh my god, I want to play that.
Oh my god, Pathfinder already has an adventure path that contains that specific lineup. Okay, let's continue to the next one. Follow-up question. What do you think is the worst race you could pick for each of the core classes? And again, I don't think this is funny. Any answer... is not only legit, it's interesting. Kobold Wizard? Of course I want to play a Kobold Wizard. Kobold Rogue? Well, that's actually a go-to. Kobold Bard? Yes. Kobold Barbarian? Yes. Goblin Warlock? Of course. Minotaur Bard? Yes. Minotaur Sorcerer?
Definitely, yes. Definitely. All of the above with Dwarf works. All of the above with...
Fishman.
Fishman. I would go with a Fishman... I would fishman, go with fishman. A fishman ranger every day of the week. Now, if your party has like, for example, a medallion, we'll delete everything from the beginning of the episode. I'll just go back and just delete everything. Just in Audacity, you can just mark everything back and then click delete everything. That's what's going on.
Yep.
Yes.
I am going to use this opportunity when you're going to be editing to just cough quickly.
You can cough all the time. It doesn't really matter, really.
We want to focus on da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Wait. Wait.
Flirty-flur.
Flirty-flur-flur. Now.
Nope. I'm struggling. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I suggest just pausing, taking a deep breath, thinking about the difference between gnomes and pixies, and then starting again.
They're nothing alike, Uri.
They're very different.
I know, it's a big topic. It's a big topic. That's why it usually clears your head.
Okay, okay.
One example that automatically jumped to heart. Jumped to heart. Really, Uri? That's...
The thing is, you can take out the most simplest...
How do you want to segue to this...
Like this. So, why? What's going on? Okay. So, whoa, what's going on? Okay.
So, whoa, what's going on? That's a cool segue. I like that.
Nice, the best segue.
And we shall click our fingers next to the microphone in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome. Hello and
hello
welcome.
And welcome. Hello and welcome. Hello. Hello. Hello, hello and welcome.
Hello and welcome.
Shoulders on the... All the... Dwarves.
Hello. Yes.
Dwarfen Carsten, yeah. The scheduling hat.
Scheduling.
In the silent words of the Virgin Mary, come again?
What? We continue with Avshalom Gissin, longtime friend of the show, who asks, sort of in character, Tide Brillrock, surfer, sometimes nature cleric and fellow dwarf, wants to know what's the best place to catch some waves in Avernus.
Well, you go down the Styx, you pass the Stygian docks, you keep going till you pass the first watchtower on your left, and then keep on until you see an almond-shaped rock that resembles a cauliflower, and ask there.
Avernus, of course, is the first layer of hell, and surfers, of course, are the worst kind of people. So I understand why he was asking the question in the first place.
Heran!
Yes.
Be strong, Heran.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking about things.
You are strong with the thinking and wise with the wisdom.
Okay, so we're going to give you a five step.
Just a little bit. The okay is very loud.
I know. I got excited.
Where will you... where will
I have to stop saying tremendously, shouldn't I? It's just that I have words. I have the best word, and tremendous is the best word,
the best
so I'm
word.
Using it.
Yes.
Best word.
It's the best word.
Number one, the practical implementation of what we just said about character development
Wait. I also want to remark that it's interesting here that it's... No, I won't make it. Let's continue.
It's hard. Other it languages.
Is, yes, yes. It needs... You need to get the thing of the knowing.
You
of the getting used
you
to.
Want every time that we do like an edit to do like beep, beep, beep.
I don't need it. No, no, thank you. Okay.
You want to talk about barbarians?
Well, yes. I was in the wrong page. I was looking about the previous episode and I was wondering why should I discuss stimulation when it doesn't matter at all.
Eran,
okay.
It's
yes.
Very important, both for us and for any gaming group, to be on the same page.
On the same page, yes.
I'll show myself out, thank you.
I would highly suggest...
No, I forgot what I wanted to say. So I don't, I probably don't suggest it then. Okay. And that might require a bit of Let's start with an important distinction. Is it an important distinction though? It's a distinction. Is it important? Oh, okay, 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 okay. I'm not sure they are important. I'm not sure.
I have a muffin. Is it a muffin or is it a cupcake? What's the difference? Orange.
Oh, wow.
I'm eating a warm cupcake. It's a banana cupcake with chocolate. Nice. It's a banana chocolate cupcake.
Nice.
Oh, oh my God.
Roy Einhorn, longtime listener of this podcast as well, asks on Facebook, "Hello, dwarves. At these difficult times, I have in front of me a very complicated problem. How can I throw things on my players when they're miles away?" Of course, he is asking it because currently, in this day and age, we are all self-isolating in our homes, and so we all play through online games. And indeed, throwing things at your players when they're miles away is very difficult. My answer would be a total party pooper. Don't throw at them things even when you're at the same table. Violence has no room around the table, and this is a peaceful game. It's a leisurely activity. Don't bring violence into it then.
Iran, you and your silly antics. Good thing it's a comedy episode. Let me answer you truthfully. This is an actual solution that a friend of mine implemented while working from home because he was sick a year ago and the rest of his team were at the office. You can buy a USB missile launcher and you can mount a camera on it. You need to send these to each and every one of the members in your party and have them connect it to their computers, and then you can control it from your computer and simply fire the missiles.
Roy continues to a follow-up question. I already broke my computer trying to throw my metal dice on them through Zoom. So what do you recommend for buying a new one? And I don't really understand the question. Does it mean buying a new computer or buying new metal dice?
There's plenty of stores online in which you can buy a new set of metal die to throw through your Zoom. And I can recommend the Secret Cat Shop. They have amazing stuff. There will be a link in the show notes.
Are you serious, Roy? Does that exist?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And if you actually want a recommendation about buying a computer, talk to me when you hear this episode.
Wait, can double cross is just betraying or double betraying?
It's a good question.
Double cross.
Who are you betraying? Are you betraying yourself? Someone else? Everyone? How much crossing is there?
I don't know. So many crosses to bear. Oh, God.
This, as you said, wait. Okay.
Waiting. Now I'm a cat.
Meow.
Fucking.
Meow.
And get off the table.
Get off the table.
Stands
up. Get ready. Ready his sword. Walks up. Dance. Dance for me. Again, dance.
Either in retrospect or in, you know, aspect? What's the opposite of retrospect?
Introspect. Opposite spect. Future guidance. Personality.
You can't say more cooler. It's cooler or more cool.
Yeah, I know. I'll take down the more in editing. That's fine.
Oh, what? This is amazing. This is just... absolutely fucking bananas.
Good evening and welcome to BBC World News Service. My name is Ron and Krampus. British.
Wow, this is so racist. I've been living here for 6 years. This is all I know.
You want to say that last sentence again?
No, that's fine. I'm going to cut them all together.
It's the magic of editing.
This is the so
which is also like this is like a character name, right? I would like to play Caleb O'Brien. And who might you be?
I am Caleb O'Brien, and I'm gonna be the end of you.
That's super racist.
Right? Let me rephrase that.
People at home, anyone that listens to us, help! No, instead you can send us emails at show@up24play... No. What? Okay, I want to give... Oh, the session that I need to be at just started. category.
Categorization.
Hello, welcome.
Hello and welcome.
Categorization. Do your thing, then I'll do my thing, then you'll do your thing, then I'll do my thing.
But they're not... No, but you have the, like, the second thing is yours.
Then I'll do the second thing. You do the first thing.
Why didn't we do the color thing?
The what thing?
The color coding things.
Ah, no. Finally, Rui Kahat, a long-time listener on Facebook, asks, how can an elf become an honorary dwarf?
Well, an elf can't become a dwarf, but he can die next to a friend.
Thank you for listening to...
There must be a reason.
Just a second.
Have to mean more than the redistribution.
Just a second. If you don't have an artist for your group, you can...
God, so much noise. Mm-hmm. Why are there people outside? There's a quarantine. I was so looking forward for today's recording because I said there won't be any noise from the street. This is an amazing time to record. Okay.
I want to intermingle just a moment. Am I using the word correctly, intermingle?
Intervene.
No, thank you. You do not want to intermingle.
Yes. Well, you don't know. Maybe I do want to intermingle.
We shall schnapp. You say schnapp, right, in England. We shall snap our fingers next to the microphone in 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Then I will not say anything for the rest of the episode.
Do you want to say something about Fate and Mutants and Masterminds?
Yes.
Hello and welcome. Hello, welcome. Hello, welcome.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And each week we discuss something relating to role-playing games. And this week, the thing that we will be... I think probably the most important thing that you said is the thing. Okay.
Ba.
Nice.
Cuckoo.
Click. We shall snap our fingers next to the microphone in 3, 2, 1. We shall hail the Dark Lord of Genius in 3, 2, 1.
Hail the Dark Lord of Genius. Hail be thy name.
Let us snap our fingers next to the microphones in 2, 1. Let us pray to God in 3, 2, 1. Good episode. Thank you.
We have an email, and the email is about traps.
You want to say traps again? Because it sounds like cramps.
Oh, wow. And I have to do my Iran impersonation now.
Yes.
Hello! Speak slowly, speak clearly, and fear not.
Hello, welcome yourself. To Iran. We have a full podcast. We have such podcast. Yes, fun podcast. Yes.
You are a great monkey of a person, Iran. And I love you for it. We shall snap our fingers next to the microphone in 3, 2, 1.
Nice. Actually have all 12. We don't. We're missing one. The barbarian. We're missing the barbarian.
Everyone forget the barbarian. Until they roar and shout and then you say, all right, the barbarian. I knew there was blood and gore missing from somewhere.
And I've said enough, you say something.
La 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 la!
Nice.
Let us commence recording of this week's episode of On the Shoulders of Dwarves. And we're done. Thank you, Iran. Thank you, listeners. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of On the Shoulders of Dwarves.
Me.
Yes.
You.
Thank you, Ori. Start right now, right? This February 1918. What is 1920? What is going on?
2019.
This February.
But what would happen if during that same campaign, no kid was involved?
Actually, it's what could have had happened, I think. Because it's crazy, because in English, when you have to say, when you talk about things that are possible, that could have possibly have happened, then you have to add so many of these grammar things around that I'm not sure how it works.
Let's simplify that.
They will try to square the triangle, and you don't need to keep the triangle with all of its angles. You should be able to know how to... Wow, this metaphor goes... I have no idea where it goes. I just delete it. There's no use for this metaphor in any way.
We shall snap our fingers next to the microphone in 3, 2, 1. We shall sing hallelujah in 3, 2, 1. They say there was...
What? I thought the Eurovision.
No, Jeff Buckley's version of Leonard Cohen masterpiece Hallelujah,
which is based, I'm going to assume, on the Eurovision success.
Eran, you're being silly. Obviously there is no Hallelujah but Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and there is no better rendition than Mr. Buckley's rendition of it. I will not debate this. This is not, you know, this is an absolute truth of this world.
That was us. Thank you for listening to episode 100 of On the Shadow of Dwarves. Is there anything, final thing, that you, Uri, and then you, Aviv, would like to say to our listeners as we reach this milestone?
Dear fellow dwarves, you are awesome. It is an honor and a privilege to bring you this dwarven content about role-playing games. If you have any question, be they serious or not, be they mundane or divine, contact us, and we will do our best to make everyone's game the best.
Aviv.
The thing is that I had two milestones in a row, because 2 weeks ago we recorded the 200th episode of the Game Burning podcast, and now we are doing this 100th episode of the On the Shadows of Love in English. And so I'm very amped up about making podcasts and having them available for people and that are listening and participating. And it's also nice that we can be here for people to help with their questions and suggestions and all the ideas and share with our gaming experience. And I hope we continue to do this for a long, long time.
As my one final word, boop, that was the word. As my final thought here is that I would like to thank Uri personally for carrying most of the weight on his dwarven shoulders for the past few 2 or 3 dozen episodes.
Thank you.
And he's the one that brought us here to 100. Thank you all listeners for listening to us. If you want to hear some more, of course, go to dwarfcast.net. And if you want to send us something for us to talk about, show@dwarfcast.net or @dwarfpodcast on Twitter. We reply quite quickly, and we might make an episode out of it later, unless you tell us not to, of course. We want to enable you to send us even questions that are just your private little thing and you don't want, for example, your entire group to know about. That's super fair. That happens a lot. This is a social game, currently at a distance, but still. See you in another 100. No, actually, see you next week for 101. Because that's the only way you get to 200. Goodbye!
Auf Wiedersehen!
The Shadows of Dwarves is shared under Creative Commons by Attribution Non-Commercial 4. Intro and outro are by The Cliché Duo, and you can email us at show@dwarfcast.net.
On the shoulders of dwarves.